matches left in the round of 16, and we're about to find out just whom the judges will pick to complete the quarterfinalists. Four more debaters. Two of them will go through today. This is Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ Students Debate Season 7. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. It's a pleasure to be back doing this with you alongside my partner and these adorable young stars. I'm Femi Obong Daniels. It's such a fine delight to introduce the one, the only, Yvonne Ahaifo.
Thank you very much, Femi. Thank you. Welcome, Lagos. Welcome to the last round of 16. From here, two more debaters will advance to the quarterfinals, and on Monday, they will go head-to-head. Special thanks to our sponsor, May Brands, who specialize in luxury watches and fashion accessories. Our partners for this season, for this edition, are Obiwizi and Just Food. You'll hear more about them as we progress. The winner of I Beg to Differ Season 7 will receive 1 million naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion folding laptop stand, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GP Pro gaming console, and a GL Pocket power bank. The second place finisher will receive 500,000 naira, a GL G10 Pro tablet, a Green Lion 3-in-1 combo, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. The third place finisher will walk away with 250,000 naira, a Green Lion Earbuds Pro, a Green Lion Smartwatch Ultra SE, a GL Champion mini speaker, and a mini handheld fan. All gadgets, of course, are courtesy of Obiwizi. For sponsorship or partnership, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. What I mean is, if you'd like to join May Brands, Obiwizi, and Just Food to partner with Nigeria Info, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
And now it's time to meet our judges, and then you can get to meet our contestants.
That's right.
Chief Judge is Dr. Chikengba Adichie. He's the head of Department of Communication, Media and Cultural Studies, Pan Atlantic University here in Lagos, Nigeria. Judge Ishama Haine is the head of Legal and Administration for the AIM Group, which also comprises the broadcasting organizations and stations you know as Cool FM, Wazobia FM, and Nigeria Info. Ama Basi Ekove is the program officer at Budget Foundation. And Ufoma Egbamuno is the news manager, Cool FM, Wazobia FM, and Nigeria Info. It's time to meet our contestants. You want to do us the honors?
Okay. Yvonne? Our contestants for this hour are two young ladies. One 16 years old, the other 13 years old. Meet Adekwetu Adenike. She is 16, a student of Pacific Comprehensive College. She's an SS2. You first met her in the playoffs when she went head-to-head with Akunna Divine on the topic, tertiary institutions should be responsible for entrance examinations, not jam. Her opponent, Babalola Deborah Toluwalope, is 13 years old, a student of Heritage Group of Schools. She's in SS1. Well, you were first introduced to her in the playoffs on the topic, politicians are responsible for corruption in the country, not the people. She beat her opponent, Jeremiah Amarachi Joy, in a competition that we worried was not even going to happen. Babalola Deborah rushed into the studio, racing against time, and still managed to defeat her opponent in that competition. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, so you want to see what is happening in the studio. Adenike is seated to my right, and Deborah is seated to my...
Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
Adenike is seated to my left, and Deborah is seated to my right. This is why you should join the live streams, Lagos, so that you can see what is going on in here. Okay. The topic for this hour is... banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. Banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy.
Mm. Now you've met our judges, you've met our contestants. Time for some housekeeping. So you reminded of the rules. Okay. You'll each get three rounds. You know that by now. Three rounds. A presentation round, a rebuttal round, the closing round. Pay attention to your rebuttal rounds. Many great debaters have lost it all in their rebuttal rounds. Okay? Pay attention. Pay attention to what your opponent is saying. Make notes. Note all the points you want to rebut. And perhaps drop some keynotes there as to what you will rebut with. And then you get to rebut. Now, we've had occasion where maybe there was not enough to rebut. And you have so much time in your hands. It's an opportunity for you to go back to make original points of yours that you haven't already made. There is also a possibility that in your presentation round, maybe you were trying to make one point and you already listed the point, but you didn't get a chance to explain the point. Maybe the judges had given you just one point for listing a point and nothing else. You probably seize the opportunity to quickly explain that point. Maybe your point can then rise to two or three for that point. Do you understand? And go to other points. Is it clear? Make judicious use of your time, Adenike, and of course you too, Deborah. Okay? Could I hear you say into the microphone that you understand everything I just said?
Yes, I understand everything you just said.
Brilliant. Remember, the judges will award you points based on the number, the quality, and originality of every unique point you make. They'll also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation exhibited by you. If you are both tied after your three rounds, there will be a tiebreaker round. In that round, you will switch sides. You'll have 5 minutes and 5 minutes only. One off. Last chance, last uhuru to make an impression. You will switch sides, meaning the side you oppose now, you will support it then. The one you support now, you will oppose it then. And the final judgment will be had. As we speak, it's time for the ritual which Yvonne enjoys performing.
Oh, well.
And as you get up to pick, please try to watch the microphone so that you don't rub your body on the microphone. As a matter of fact, I'll turn off your microphones. Yep.
Here we go.
All right. So the ritual is being performed between Adenike Adekwetu and Deborah Toluwa Lokpe Babalola. Adenike is 16 years of age. She's an SS2 student of Pacific Comprehensive College. Deborah Toluwa Lokpe Babalola is a 13-year-old student, 13-year-old SS1 student of Heritage Group of Schools Lagos. It's time for the big reveal.
That's right. I'll start with the lady to my right, Deborah. What side will you debate today?
Opposing.
You are opposing the motion that banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. That leaves you with the supporting side. Fantastic. Lagos, these kids have the topic, they know the rules, they know the side that they will debate. All that is left to do now is delve right into the competition. Well, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, you'll hear the opening rounds. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. The round of 16 of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition ends on Thursday. At 4 o'clock, Adekwetu Adenike and Babalola Deborah Toluwalokwe will debate the topic. Banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. At 5 o'clock, Ifeanyi Blessing and Mushafao Farida face each other on the topic. Youths under 35 should be prohibited from relocating abroad. I am Yvonne Okhaifo. Join Femi Obang Daniels and me as the judges pick the last two debaters for this round to join the quarterfinals. I Beg to Differ Season 7. 32 debaters, now 16. One winner, 1 million naira.
sponsored by May Brands, supported by Obiwizi and Just Food. For sponsorship, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. I beg to differ. A tournament of champions.
It's showtime.
Indeed, it is showtime. We will start with
how
the
do you
motion.
Say, how do you say it is time in Zulu, in the South African language, the one Nelson Mandela made popular in 2010?
I don't know, but I guess it sounds something like...
No, that's so sad. I don't even know. You know, it's not Zulu. It's more like Xhosa or something. I'm not sure what the pronunciation is now. I should check. But in traditional South African language, it is Kenako.
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 Oh, interesting.
It is time.
Okay, Lagos Kenako. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We will start with the motion supporter. 16-year-old Adikmetu Adenike. You have 3 minutes to present your arguments, and those 3 minutes start now.
Single-use plastic product cannot be banned without providing suitable alternatives for manufacturers to switch to. The problem is, while there are many alternatives, glass, aluminium, paper, none of them can provide a straightforward swap for many of the things we use single-use plastic product for. Good Day Perspective Judges, Accurate Timekeeper, my moderator, beautiful lawyers, and of course, my co-debater. My name is Adebeto Adenike from Pacific Comprehensive College, and I'm here in support of the notion we state that banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. Do you know that single-use plastic products are more environmentally friendly? You talk about pollution, but how eco-friendly are these alternative materials you might suggest? With a 2018 study by the Ministry of Environment and Food of Denmark stated that the manufacturing and disposal of single-use plastic products have lower environmental impact compared to 6 alternatives suggested by supermarkets in replacement of these single-use plastic products. It also said that each alternative material have to be used over 35 to 7,100 times to negate the pollution of its production and equal that of single-use plastic products that is being used just once. With a ban on single-use plastic products in grocery stores, shoppers are inherently inclined to the use of more paper bags. Paper production requires huge amount of water and shockingly very, very least of toxic chemicals and emits nearly 50% more greenhouse gases than other plastic production. In addition, paper production obviously requires a lot of trees, and as deforestation becomes an increasingly dire environmental issue, banning single plastic products does not do much to counteract it. With a ban on this item, it can lead to the creation of plastic bag black market. This is according to Taylor 2019. National government may lose tax revenue due to the growth of plastic bag market. You talk about in Bangladesh, the ban was offset due to the introduction of various type of plastic products. Let's go to environmental problems. 12 people were found dead in San Francisco from E. coli, a foodborne disease that is caused from the use of unwashed reusable shopping bags. And this is from Clint and Wright from 2012. You will be forgiven for thinking that an outright ban on single plastic products will help or will solve all the environmental problems we have with it in one fell swoop. Additionally, Lagos State recently placed a ban on single plastic products, and this got a lot of reaction from different organizations. They said it's because it's causing pollution, but we are aware that it's not only single-use plastic products that are causing pollution. We have glass, we have aluminium, and different other things that are causing this pollution. These organizations showed a lot of anger, and one of them is that rather than banning this product immediately, Ross Vivo suggested that the state government should launch proper public campaign awareness to educate the citizens about the environmental impact of this product and encourage responsible consumption and disposal. He further suggested that they should provide robust recycling facilities to ensure proper disposal. You think you are trying to help the entire economy? No, you are not. What happens to the lower economy? This lower economy can also cause harm. And what does the government say about this? No. As the wise man will say, you can be penny wise but pound foolish. Don't forget, there are devastating effects for what the state government has done. Thank you.
Right on time, Adenike, right on time. We will go straight to the motion opposer, Babalola Deborah Toluwa Lope. She is 13 years old, a student of Heritage Group of Schools, Lagos. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info. I beg to differ. Join the live stream and share, okay? Why watch alone when you can share with your friends? It is time now to hear from the motion opposer. Deborah, you have 3 minutes. Those 3 minutes start now.
Breaking free from single-use plastic products not only protects the environment, but also secures a preferred future for local economies through sustainable practices that benefits both communities and businesses, allowing them to thrive. Moderator, Fine and fragile, this architect, co-debater, and my brother's listeners, good day. I have a bloody brand new one. I'm a person that already from schools, and I'm made very much opposed to Crusades, but this is plus brothers, we had local economy. This allows me to explain my point. To begin with, reduction in waste management costs. According to study by the American Climate Change Council, the plastic industry supports over what according to study by the Conservancy, the cost of managing plastic waste is estimated to be about $13 billion in the United States alone. And the brand of single-use plastic products, Uncle reduces waste management costs, job growth in recycling industries. Banning single-use plastic products will likely increase demand for recycling services, thereby leading to job growth in this sector, cost savings for businesses. Over time, using reasonable alternative materials, uncover lower personal costs in businesses, thereby boosting profitability.
Okay, hold on. I've paused the time. Pace yourself, okay?
Yes.
Breathe and pace yourself, okay? Now I am resuming your time. You may resume. Yes.
Suppose for small businesses, many small businesses can generate revenue from alternative materials such as paper, glass, or other biodegradable items. Tourism announcements. Cleaner environments attract tourists, they're willing to increase revenue, tourism dependent economies. Enhance brand reputation. Banning single-use plastic products enhances environmental stewardship. By attracting socially conscious consumers, global market opportunities. Banning single-use plastic products may position local economies among leaders in the global market, and thereby promoting eco-friendly products, resilience to economic shocks, diversifying away from single-use plastic-dependent industries. Can make local economies more resilient to fluctuation prices in the global commodity prices. Support for circular economy. Shifting away from single-use plastic products can support circular economies, thereby creating opportunities for manufacturing and recycling services. Additionally, improved air quality. Banning single-use plastic products improves air quality, thereby leading to less plastic pollution. Reduction in healthcare costs. Less plastic pollution means less plastic pollution means fewer health problems related to contaminated food and water. We reduce the of agriculture. Banning single-use plastic products may lead to a reduced microscopic contamination in the soil on the job safeguarding agricultural productivity. Fiscal benefits of waste reduction. Banning single-use plastic products may result in fiscal benefits for both governments and societies. I hope at this point, I'm able to convince you that banning single-use plastic products will add local economy. Thank you.
Will
not add local economy.
Right on time. 13-year-old Babalola Deborah Toluwalope is the motion opposed. And the motion is banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. Well done to you both. We will take a short break. And when we come back, you will hear the rebuttal rounds. Lagos, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Join the live streams and share. Share with others, okay? We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's the I Beg to Differ Students Debate Season 7. And this hour, we are having the first of the last two round of 16 debates between 16-year-old SS2 student of Pacific Comprehensive College, Adekwetu Adenike, and 13-year-old SS1 student of Heritage Group of Schools, Lagos, Babalola Deborah Toluwalope. You heard their presentation rounds. It's time for the rebuttal rounds.
That's right. And straight into the rebuttals we go. For this round, we will revert to the motion opposer. Deborah, you have 3 minutes to attack your opponent's point, and your 3 minutes start now.
Still standing on an existing protocol. I stream with Babalola Deborah on the motion opposer, and I'm here to bust my opponent's point. My opponent said that single-use plastic products have more environmental use. Do you know that? On the use of alternative materials such as paper, glass, or other biodegradable items, often have more creativity. My opponent also said that single-use plastic products are not the only ones that cause pollution, but also alternative materials. According to but ac- But you know my point. According to a research by the Environmental Protection Agency, billions of people die all because of plastic pollution. Are you not telling me there's not only plastic pollution, but the main cause is plastic pollution. Also, alternative materials to plastics are more when they have more creativity. Buying single-use plastic products would help the environment, and I would like to support it. I'm gonna like to support this report with few points. Investor confidence. Buying single-use plastic products could attract investors seeking socially responsible opportunities, and the ban on single-use plastic products could lead to increased revenue. Also, fiscal benefits of waste reduction. Banning single-use plastic products could reduce the burden of waste management costs, thereby leading to fiscal benefits. In conclusion, on the convenience of single-use plastic products comes as a high cost to our planet, polluting our land, water, and air. Help with this point in mind. I'm able to convince you that burning single-use plastic products will certainly not hurt the local economy. Thank you.
All right. We will now go straight to her opponent, the motion supporter. Adekwe to Adenike, you have 3 minutes now to attack your opponent's point, and your 3 minutes start now.
Depending on the existing protocol, it's not that I'm a humble self, Adekwe to Adenike, back again to rebuttal points made by my opponent. I beg to differ from points made by my opponent. She said that it results in reduction of waste management. Excuse me, are you saying that, okay, say government should save money in order to not help the local economy? When we're talking about the local economy, we're also talking about small business. You also said that it helps to support small business. How? Then you said cost savings for business. How is it cost savely? You know that single-use plastic products are more cheaper, and that is why mostly the poor masses will suffer from this. You also said that global market opportunities. In what way? Single-use plastic products will be banned, and you said that this will not hurt the local economy. You said alternative options are eco-friendly. I thought I said in the beginning that according to a 2018 study by Ministry of Environment and Food of Denmark, but you reported that point without any fact or any website to say it. So I know that I'm speaking fact because you did not bring any rebuttal or any rebuttal facts about that. Then you said that it helps in reduction in health costs due to contamination of water bodies. Are you kidding me? Do you know the amount of dead bodies are in waters? I am putting it on single-use plastic products. So you're indirectly trying to tell me that single-use plastic products are more in water bodies? No, you cannot say that. Aluminium, for example, they do not really break down. Some metals do not break down. They enter inside this body. So why are you blaming it on single-use plastic product? And like I said in the beginning, that's why Lagos State banned it, and I do not fully support that. Then you reported my point when I said that you said that other alternatives are more creative. But how does that come into play here? We are talking about how we hurt the local economy, and you're telling me it's more creative. In what way? This will hurt the local economy. Then you said that it's polluting our land, water, and air. Are you really serious about that? Then you brought about a research whereby they said that people die from plastic pollution. Okay, so you're telling me that people are now dying because of plastic pollution? No, you cannot say that. And lastly, I want to bring out a point. When they banned single plastic products, do you know why they did not effect it immediately? It was banned last month, but it is being effected this month because some people that bought this single-use plastic bottle have not really finished selling it. That's why they have started taking effect on it, but that's still not working. I know I've been able to convince you beyond any reasonable doubt that single-use plastic products, by banning single plastic products, will hurt the local economy. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to I Beg to Differ Season 7. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info, across the board. Join the live streams and share. Share with your friends, your co-workers, everyone. Why listen? Only when you can watch what is happening live. We will take a short break, and when we come back, you will hear the closing arguments. Stay here, Lagos.
Lagos. If you've been thinking about getting a gadget upgrade, then you'll be interested in info I'm about to give you, especially if you're trying not to break the bank in getting a brand new one. And the part that gets me is that their gadgets come with a warranty. Yes, I'm not joking, Lagos. Pre-owned gadgets with a warranty. Let me introduce you to Obiwizi, Nigeria's pioneer e-commerce platform for pre-owned gadgets with a warranty. Yes, here you can purchase all your favorite gadgets and quality accessories, both brand new and pre-owned. You can also trade in your older devices to get a newer model in a simple and convenient way. To crown it all, when you decide to sell off your device to meet that important cash obligation, Obiwizi is your guy. They've got you any day, anytime. So what are you waiting for? You can call 0813-943-5241. 0813-943-5241. For more updates, you can also follow their social media platforms on Instagram at Obiwizi Care. That is, in small letters, Obiwizycare. Or on X at Obiwizi. That is, in small letters, Obiwizy. And they will definitely respond to your emails if you send them a message at info@obiwizi.com. That is, info@obiwizi.com. With convenient offline and pickup stores in Ikeja, Lekki, Abuja, and Benin, Obiwizi delivers nationwide. Visit www.obiwizi.com today. That is www.obiwizi.com today. And upgrade your gadgets the easy way.
Welcome back. This is I Beg to Differ Students Debate live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The debate is also going on in other parts of the country as we speak. The I Beg to Differ debate is ongoing in Port Harcourt on Nigeria Info for students from that part of the country. And all of this will culminate at the Tournament of Champions, where the best minds from all across the nation will converge on Lagos at some point later in the year for the Tournament of Champions, the best that these various locations have to offer. We saw four amazing names from season six, Mary Uke Ashia. We saw Claire Mika, we saw
Minanengiofori
David, and we also saw
Charles. That's right.
Who will be the big names from season 7 to join to represent this part of the country as they go up against the greatest debaters from other parts of the country later in the year? Two young people have a chance in this debate. Adenike Adekwetu and Deborah Toluwalope Babalola, 16 and 13 years respectively. You've heard the presentation and the rebuttal rounds. It's time for their closing arguments.
And that time starts now with the motion. Supporter Nike, you have 3 minutes to close your argument, and your 3 minutes start now.
Standing on the existing protocol is none other than my humble self, Adepetu Adenike, back again to bring out points to back up my claim and close up all my arguments. Firstly, small businesses that rely solely on the sale of single-use plastic products may find it difficult to adapt to alternative materials. These businesses, such as convenience stores or food vendors, may have built their business models around the sale of single-use plastic products. Transitioning to alternative materials, such as biodegradable or reusable materials, may require additional investment, changes in operation, and even educating the customers about the switch. Secondly, the cost of transitioning to alternative materials may be too high for some businesses, leading toward financial strain. After it leads to financial strain, switching to alternative materials may come with higher production costs, and this may affect small businesses, thereby affecting their ability, especially those with tight profit margin, thereby potentially affecting their ability to remain competitive. Thirdly, local recycling facilities may face a decline in businesses. Do you know that when the single-use plastic products are disposed of, some people people earn their living, earn their career from packing these products and selling them to local recycling facilities. And when this ban is created, that means these single-use plastic products are no longer meant to be made, thereby causing unemployment. Do you know what happens after unemployment? They start to look for jobs. They do not get jobs. They get into crimes like armed robbery, stealing, and other things. Deborah, have you taken into account the long term effect of banning these single use plastic products? No, I advise the state to sit down and rethink on this decision that they've made, because it's not going to help the people from the local masses at all. You're talking about industries that focus on sustainable materials, but what about the local economy? Then local economy, they don't even give these people a chance. And now some people that end their livelihood, they end their career on this thing, will not get a chance to continue this thing. Now that they banned this, some people are looking for alternatives. What can I do in this hard economy? That is not fair. I also want to bring out another point, which is single-use plastic products should not be banned, because alternative materials like aluminium and glass, they break down, don't they? Yes, they do. And if you want to know, a whooping, according to the Economic Cooperation Development, it shows that a whooping 91% of aluminium and dead bodies were found inside oceans. And you're talking about single-use plastic products. Government, you need to take a look at what you have done. Go to the poor masses. What did they do? Then people or consumers from low financial background that depend on these single-use plastic products, they take it to school, they use it for their sandals and different things. They may not have to use it again. This is causing poverty. Well, this is going to cause poverty. The ban of single plastic product will surely cause the poverty and also have a devastating effect. Like I said in the beginning, you can be penny wise but found foolish. Lagos State, take a look at what you have done and rethink it again. Thank you.
Okay. Adekpetu Adenike has rested her case. We will now hear from Babalola Debra Toluwalope, who will get 3 minutes as well. Debra, your 3 minutes start now. Hold on. We're a bit okay, fantastic. Debra, you can now go. Your 3 minutes start now.
Our protocol Zilia observed, I should remember Babalola Debra, and I meant to purchase my point on topic, which states banning single-use plastic products will not hurt the local economy. To begin with, legal and liability costs. Banning single-use plastic products will mitigate legal and liability costs related to plastic pollutions. Also work environments. Industries that rely on single-use plastic products often involve hazardous working conditions, thereby transitioning away from plastics and can improve workplace safety. Global competitiveness. Banning single-use plastic products can position local economies as leaders in the global markets, thereby embracing partnerships and trade opportunities. To my opponent, banning single-use plastic products will not hurt the local economy because plastic also contributes to corruption. Plastic contaminates many things, such as land, water, air, more especially water bodies. But to remind my opponent, the world has been going on without plastics. And the world will still continue to grow. More without plastics. Banning single-use plastic products will attract more investors because more businesses will focus on the attraction on alternative materials. And to my opponent, I'd advise you to make more research on plastic pollutions. In conclusion, single-use plastic products are symbols. Our symbols of our throwaway culture, thereby causing irreversible damages onto life, eco, and wildlife. I have this point. Judges, having seen through the microscopic lenses of inherent danger posed by this policy, I strongly affirm that banning single-use plastic products will certainly not hurt the local economy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Woo. And so the debate ends.
That's right.
Bearing the potential for a stalemate, both Adenike and Deborah have rested their cases today. One of them will wait for their opponent in the quarterfinal. The other will take a very, very dignified bow after this debate. I'd like to say thank you to both of you for your spirited debate and for your manner of approach. I'd like to say thank you to our audience for listening attentively, following through, and also dropping your comments, some of which we will read in a bit. Thanks to our judges who are meticulously upgrading this debate. The result will be out in just a bit. So will some exhortation that may help these young ones in their journey, either through the debate or in their education. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, I beg to differ. Students' Debate Season 7 will continue. Stick around.
The results are still trickling in. We've got a few results now. I think we've got about three results from the judges, from three judges. We'll see. Okay, all the results are in now. I believe it's decision time.
Yeah, I guess. Ay, ay, ay.
By the way, Lagos, we've got polls up on Twitter. Who do you think will win this round? We've got polls on Twitter, on X, at X, formerly Twitter. Go there and vote. Vote for whom you believe will advance to the round of 16 from here. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. The match is between Adekpeto Adenike and Babalola Deborah Toluwalope. Adenike is 16 years old, a student of Pacific Comprehensive College. She's an SS2. Her opponent, Babalola Deborah Toluwalope, is 13 years old. In SS1, a student of Heritage Group of Schools today, they both debated the topic. Banning single-use plastic products will hurt the local economy. Adenike supported the motion. Deborah opposed the motion. It is now decision time, and the results are in. We will announce the poll results at the end of the announcements from the judges, and then we will move on to the next round of debate. Femi, would you like to start?
Well, I'll go straight to the scorecard of George Ufoma Egbamuno. For the presentation round, Adenike, you had 10 points. Deborah, you had 6 points. Rebuttal round, Adenike, 12 points. Deborah, 2 points. Closing round, Adenike, 10 points. Deborah, 3 points. For style, Adenike, 7.5 points. Deborah, 3 points, for a total of 39.5 points to Adenike and 14 points to Deborah.
And now to judge Mbe Adichie's scorecard. He awards 14 points for presentation to Adenike and 7.5 points for likewise to Deborah. For rebuttal, 7.5 points to Adenike and 3.5 points to Deborah. For closing, 7 points to Adenike and 4.5 points to Deborah. For style, 7.5 points to Adenike and 5 points to Deborah, with a total of 36 points to Adenike and 20.5 points to Deborah.
Which takes me to the scorecard of George Ama Basi Ekove. Presentation round, Adenike, 11. Deborah, 7. rebuttal rounds. Adenike, 7.5. Deborah, 4. Closing round. Adenike, 8.5 points. Deborah, 5.5. For style, Adenike, 6. Deborah, 3.5. For a total of 33 points to Adenike and 20 to Deborah.
And then to the final scorecard here from Judge Ishioma. For presentation, she awards 7 points to Adenike. For style, beg your pardon, she awards 7 points to Adenike and 4 points to Deborah. For presentation, 12 points to Adenike and 9 points to Deborah. For rebuttals, 10 points to Adenike and 5 points to Deborah. For closing, 7 points to Adenike and 6 points to Deborah. With a total of 36 points to Nike and 24 points to Deborah. We have a clear winner.
It's unanimous. Moving on to the quarterfinal stage, with a total points haul of 144.5 against our opponent 78.5. Make welcome to the winner of this debate, Adenike Adekwetu.
Congratulations, Adenike. Well done to you, Deborah. You're in SS1. You're 13 years old. You have 3 more years to come. Okay, that is if... I mean, you have... Yeah, you're in SS1, SS2, SS2. So you've got 2 years. 2 more years to try, okay? I hope to see you back. And I hope that you work on your delivery, okay? You're a rapid speaker, so you need to ensure that when you speak, the person you're talking to understands what you're saying. And what you can do is learn to pace yourself. Speak more slowly, okay? Because there is no point in speaking speaking rapidly when nobody hears what you're saying. But well done to you as well. Well done, well done, well done. The judges struggled to hear you, which is why I told you to pace yourself. Well done, by the way. And I'm proud that you came. You came this far, and well, we will see how far you come in the next season if you decide to audition again. And to you, Adenike.
If you'll permit me, before we go to Adenike, Deborah, and I say this with every sense of responsibility, you are my favorite debater in season 7 because of your courage.
I do admire her.
And bravery. You are only 13.
That's right.
It is clear you have a stammer. I do not know many young 13-year-olds who have a stammer, who would brave a debate, but not you. So I am proud of you. I'm very, very proud. I'm so proud to near tears. And it gives me... And I know what it means. I have stutterers in my family. My mother stuttered. I have a brother who stutters. I have a sister who stutters. I have a niece who stutters. So I know that it's not easy. But for you to brave this, you are the superstar. And I know I have not seen the last of you. We will see you again. More when we return.